Welcome back to the podcast. 24, maybe 25. I don't know what the hell episode this is, but it is a good episode nonetheless. Welcome back to those who are reoccurring, and welcome to those who are new.
Yeah. And again, a belated happy 24th birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So for those who don't know me well enough, trying to fix the blinds here. For those who don't know me, yesterday, as we're recording this, but when this comes out, it'll be Monday. So 2 days ago, on the 28th, was my birthday. It was a wonderful time. I was very blessed and happy to spend it with my family. But yeah, it was my birthday. So,
you want to tell me about it?
Sure. There wasn't like a crazy amount of stuff we were going to do. My mom planned and set up that she took the family to New York. But we went specifically to Pier 17, which is very, very south. And it's east. It's the east side. I mean, we're at the near bottom of Manhattan area. So it's the little nub. It's probably a few blocks above Battery Park. It's directly opposite of the Trade Center. So Trade Center was west, and then seven blocks over or eight blocks over was Pier 17. And it was really nice. It was really cute. I've never been there. I always like going to the piers in New York. I haven't been to a ton of them, but I like going to the ones that I've been to because it's nice to not be completely surrounded by these skyscrapers. So we walked around. There were some boats you could have gone on. There was some small vendors that you could like shop around and look at. There was some cute stores like a bookshop and some bakeries and things. And it was just a nice day to walk around and spend there. And then we went and ate at this really, really nice food place right on the water. I think it's called Farmsland or Farmland, something along those lines. And basically what that place is they're relatively expensive. They're not crazy. It's not Capital Grille, but they, all the food that they make is produced and grown by them somewhere else. So it's strictly from their producers to their place. There's no middlemen. It's not like Walmart where they source out from different places and have these guys bring it over. It's just them. So it's wonderful to know that personally, because I know I'm getting quality food for a decent price. And specifically because of the diet that I am on right now, for my skin, the place is very vegan and vegetarian friendly.
Tell me about the menu and what the family had to eat.
Yeah, well, so like I said, it's very gluten-free, vegan, vegetarian friendly. They have a lot of those options. They have options that are meat-based and bread-based. It's not just that. But compared to most places and restaurants, it's like if you want a vegan-friendly thing, you have to get a salad. Versus here, they have actual meals that are designed and taste good and are not just chopped up freaking leaves. My mom got like a vegetarian calzone or a vegetarian lasagna, basically. It was like cheese and bread and various other like quinoa and a couple other things mixed in like a lasagna without the pasta or the meat. I don't remember what my sister got. Alex got whatever kids menu, like a burger or something. And then I shared a salad. I had this really nice soup. It was a soup, but it wasn't a soup. It was like pureed mush with like lemon and onion and something else in it. And it was wonderful. Delightfully light and satisfying. But you got no spoon. Good. You just got a mug and you just drank it. So oh, it was weird. Cool. It was okay. A weird texture and thing to experience, but nonetheless, it was enjoyable. And then the main dish I had was salmon. And salmon is very new to me because I've only had it probably on three occasions. I had it once around New Year's when my friend ordered it and I wanted to try some. That was the first time I tried it. And I did not like it. That it was okay. It was really tough and dry. And I was like, is this really how it tastes? And then you introduced me to lox, which was phenomenal. And then I had it again on my birthday. And it was so good. It was, I was trying to cut it and it was just falling off of itself, falling to pieces. It was juicy. It didn't taste super oily. And it was just like a really, really satisfying meal. So yeah. And then I went home and had a little cupcake and instead of a cake, cause I didn't want a cake. I got like a little cupcake with some candles and then opened gifts. And we watched Sonic 2 because I wasn't really, because it's like on our birthdays, we usually give that person like the choice to pick a movie or show or something that we can all watch together. And I didn't really have anything at the moment because everything I'm watching is either anime, nature documentaries, or it's like not suitable for Alex or Eleni will be bored. So it was just like everything that I watched was just not going to work with the family. So I was like, yeah, screw it. Alex was trying to watch Sonic 2 yesterday. He really wants to see it and show Eleni. So I was like, whatever, fuck it. Let's watch it. So we watched Sonic 2. It was funny to laugh at and funny to make fun of. The CGI is god-awful. And I'm very much spoiled with the budgets that Marvel has because their CGI is not always perfect, i.e. we see that in She-Hulk.
Tell the people what CGI is.
Computer generated image. It's all the crap that looks cool and close to real but is not real. So like the Hulk or Iron Man flying around, like none of that's actually real. It's all CGI. It's computer generated. So the stuff in Sonic is like garbage because you can see. What makes CGI seamless is when it feels like it's really in that world and you're not seeing things that make you feel like, oh, that, like, I can tell that's fake. I look like, oh, that looks fake. And so just there was stuff that was really, really bad about it. But it's funny. It was a kid. It's a kid's movie. It's not meant to. And the story itself is garbage, but it's fun. It's a fun. Okay. It was a fun time. And it was a fun movie to enjoy. So.
Now, when you come down here, if everything is status quo, I'll take you to E&E Steakhouse Grill. They have really delicious salmon.
Okay.
And I'll have some lox in the house. And it's too bad, though, as I was thinking and I had mentioned to you before. It's too bad you didn't put on the Strangest Things, which we'll talk about. That would have really been the cherry on your sundae for your birthday.
that's what I should have done on my birthday, right? I should have made sure. I should have made Alex sit down and Eleni, who does not like gore and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'll make them watch season 4 of Stranger Things. That's what I should do.
Yes, yes. So all in all, it was a good birthday and you were getting over being sick, so I was glad that you were able to get out of the house. Would you recommend people go down to the seaport?
I highly recommend it. Specifically, Pier 17 was really nice, and that area is just nice, sort of down there in general. It's not like, you know, you don't really have to worry about walking down the wrong section and end up in a bad place, really.
Pier 17. Have the golf? Do they have the golf where you hit the golf balls over there?
I don't know. We really didn't leave Pier like 16 and 17. But it's nice. It's a cute little place for anyone who's looking to have like a date or something, take someone there for a nice evening. You can walk around, listen to the music, hear the vendors, go into the bookstore, get some food, and then get some ice cream right there, and then go home. You know what I mean?
How is the parking?
Fine. There was a parking lot, you just like wherever. There was a couple. But the parking lot we parked at was, I think, block and a half, 2 blocks from where we were. So it was really nice. They have a small museum as well there to talk about the Seaport, Pier 17 Seaport Museum. We didn't go in because we had to get tickets. But no, it's a nice place to go. You can spend a few hours there just hanging out. Like if you're going to go down there, there's also a concert venue, a rooftop concert venue there. So by all means, that's when I was there, that was my first thought was, oh, I can bring Catherine there for like a day out. You know what I mean? We'll go to the bookstore, we'll go get food, we'll go get ice cream, and then we'll head up to a concert.
Yeah, you don't have to have a first mortgage to get to pay for parking?
It's New York parking. It is what it is. You know what I mean? It was like whatever, $45 or something like that. Especially with the car we have, we were using a tiny car. So we no longer have a Suburban where they charge an extra $20 just because it's freaking big. So,
So anybody coming from Florida should definitely visit Pier 17, Pier 16.
Yeah. That area. Yeah. I think it's a great time. And I think there's a ton of stuff that we just didn't even do. Like you can, there's like 4 or 5 different boats that you can go on and check out and almost like museums and go on them. There's the museum itself. There's other things there that we just didn't do. So you can spend a good amount of hours just in like a 3x3 block area. Highly recommend. But yeah, my birthday was good, and I get to look forward to a part two because Catherine is currently still in Florida for her Disney college program, and she comes back like middle of this week. So next weekend I'm gonna have a part two to my birthday because she wants to do something with me. So we shall see what comes up.
That sounds good. Okay. So I had mentioned the strangest things.
Yeah.
So I want to just mention a short review about it, but without giving
particulars. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because, yeah, we were talking about this before. So for those who don't know Stranger Things, for those who don't know what Stranger Things is a TV show set in the 80s where it involves kids who get caught up in supernatural events that start occurring around their town. Very 80s stuff. And it's on season 4 now. Season 4 just opened, whatever, like 2 days ago. So he watched the entirety of season 4, and now we are caught up. So go ahead.
Okay. So this was part 1 of season 4, and there were 7 episodes of season 4 with 2 more episodes on July 1st. And let me just say this. As I had mentioned, it was either, parts were either ingenious or stupid. But I would tend to lean towards ingenious because whoever thought about this was totally creative. Where they came up with these ideas, I don't know. And how they got the special effects? Well, I know that they could get the special effects because I've seen other things similar. But to me, like I said, either ingenious or ridiculous. But then again, what moved me most was scared the living hell out of me. On a scale of 10, it was like 12. It was not just bloody. It was scary. And the special effects were fantastic. I fell asleep on the couch for about 10 minutes, woke up at the wrong time when something scary was happening. I almost jumped off the couch. It is definitely, I'm not giving particulars, but it's not something for young children to watch. If you give a child the opportunity to have, like you guys do, family get-togethers and watch films, this will stay with the child for a long time. In fact, I watched in 2 days, I watched it, and I stopped watching it at night because I didn't want it to linger when I went to sleep, considering I'm here by myself at night, even though I know it's not real.
No, it can still affect you.
Yeah. It always plants a thought in your mind, but I would say, like I said, it was leaning towards genius. There were like 4 different plots within each episode, 3 or 4 different plots, depending on the episode. It was a little slow. You definitely have to put it on hold if you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you can't just like run.
Yeah, because you won't understand what's happening. And I was reading some of the reviews, and they say that part 2, which is on July 1st, is even going to be better than the 7 episodes I watched. So I'm looking forward to that. I would have preferred you're coming down to see me on July 10th with your sister. I should have waited till you guys came in. Eleni wouldn't have watched it, but...
Eleni can't watch that stuff.
You and I would have laughed and go, whoa, you know.
I know.
Watching it, but we would have had a locker in the bedroom.
She would not have come close to watching that. You and I are the only ones in the household that watch that. If Alex was older, he'd probably watch, but he can't. Not now.
Yeah, he'd have to be 20. I mean, that was scary.
Well, I have to admit, when it comes to Stranger Things, something that I think makes their show successful is that they've successfully scaled the show. So even though there are certain things that I don't necessarily understand nor agree with in the show, like Eleven's powers. So Eleven is a girl in a TV show, for those who don't know. She has telekinetic powers. Her abilities haven't really...
Don't talk about it. Oh, you didn't see it.
Okay. I haven't seen the new one. Coming from someone who's only seen 3 seasons, in those 3 seasons, I never truly understood how her power scaling worked. I never understood if she got stronger, if she just unlocked more, or if it was just always the same.
Time out. Season 4 clears this all up.
Yeah. Okay, great. Wonderful. The reason I was saying this is because something that I was always problematic with Stranger Things was the power scaling. You know, every season has a new bad guy, of course. And the new bad guy, arguably, story-wise, should be better or
much better,
worse than the previous, because they've gained experience. So they don't need to fight that guy again. So they need someone with new powers or new experience, whatever. Specifically, her powers was what was weird for me. Everything else about it, I think, was done pretty well. Their ability to scale the bad guy's powers, the ability to not just present us with the scary monster in the closet for 4 seasons. They've made very dynamic choices to who and what is the bad guy. And Season two was a little weird, I have to admit. Season two felt like they were trying to go in one direction and then brought it back. And then season three sort of re-solidified the path that they were going. But overall, I think what makes this show quite nice physically is their ability to scale and make things make sense, right? So it's not like she went from fighting a demonic creature that's like the size of an adult to fighting like Godzilla and then going back to like a demon the size of a person. It's like, no, we're slowly scaling. Doesn't have to be in size. It can be in power. Something can be small and powerful, but it's expressed and shown in a way that successfully translates showing, oh, they've got power. Oh, this is a new and bigger bad guy. I don't have to question whether I'm like, are we going backwards or is this still forwards? So I think it's just overall, I think it's a very nice show. And also they've upped the ante in a way that surprised me. So season one, season two was, I'd say, on par with season one in terms of what went on. Season three got very gory, and shall we say violent.
Not too good for season four.
Well, right. So, but that's my point. Season three compared to season one, it's like another TV show. The stuff that they show and the things that happen, I was amazed at how much was being shown. And now I get it. I understand, because the people who started with Stranger Things back in whatever it was, 2016, are 5 years older now, 6 years older. So if you were watching Stranger Things at 13, you're now 19. You'd be watching scary films like that. You're like, you know what I mean? So it makes sense. But I guess I'm not used to TV shows taking that risk of removing a demographic, right? Because if something's child friendly, it's friendly for everyone. Not everyone may like it, but everyone can watch it. If something's too gory and it's rated PG-13 or rated R, everything below that is not really allowed to watch it. You are cutting that demographic off. So the fact that Stranger Things was making that is and continuing to make that active choice to remove certain demographics from the show, i.e. people who don't like blood and gore, too much violence, and super scary stuff, to make these active choices and lean into it more and more, to me, is what makes the show better. Because in reality, when you start getting a show into more and more seasons, the only people who are going to stay are the ones who are loyal. And those who are loyal want more. So to bring it back around, that's why I think the show is not only successful, but successful in my mind, to me.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Plus, the writing for season four was very good. The character interaction was very good. It was some humor in the gore. I think definitely what you should do is, being your apartment is in the basement, when your girlfriend comes, I think you should turn on the big TV, shut off the lights.
I couldn't pay her to watch that. I couldn't. I tried to, when her and I first met, I took her to see It, the newer one with Skarsgård. Okay. That was great. I love horror movies. They always make me laugh. Some of them actually scare me, and then I'm like, wow, that's a good one. It was funny because there was very little stuff in there that actually scared me. Some of it was cool. I liked some of the ideas, but like the ending was absolute garbage. She still talks about that. She's traumatized. She's traumatized from that. Meanwhile, I looked at that and went, out of all the scary films I've seen, that's probably like a 5. And she's traumatized. That was 4 years ago. That was 4 years ago. And she's still talking about it. If I showed her anything from season 3 of Stranger Things, she'd bite my head off, let alone season 4.
Yeah. In my opinion, And you know, I won't even tell you what opinions are. But in my opinion, you know what opinions are, Peter?
I know.
Okay. In my opinion, it too, I would give it a scary rating of 3.
And I
would give season 4 of The Strangest Things a scary rating between 10 and 12.
But that's my point, though, is like, yeah. And you're like, turn it on for her. Hell no. Yeah. She's traumatized from a 3 out of 10. You think she's going to be okay with a freaking 10 or a 12 out of 10? Absolutely not. Oh, my God.
You know how they give the watcher a relief? Like I said, there's 3 or 4 different, interest levels that are happening within each chapter. So they'll go to a place that's not scary, okay?
Okay.
That's action filled. But otherwise, I would recommend people who want to watch something different to sit down, if you're older, with a nice bottle of your favorite liquor, have a few drinks, I won't recommend that. But don't bring any young children there.
Yeah. Well, okay. But like I said, I think that niche choice to go more gore and more adult has made it more entertaining because it's growing with its audience. And we've seen that work before. We saw that work with Toy Story. Toy Story 4 came out. God knows how many adults. Like for you, it's different. I grew up with Toy Story 1 when I was a child. And I was the same age as Andy. And so when Toy Story 4 came out and he was going to college, I had just started college. And then Toy Story 5 came out, or 4, whatever the last one was. I think it was 5. Might have been 4. Whenever the one where he went to college, I had literally gone to college. I just started college the year before. So to grow with the movie and grow with these characters was amazing. Because I felt a connection with them in a way that truly meant something. Because I was a different person by the time Andy was going to college versus when Woody first met Buzz. And yeah, they're fictional characters, but that's how you make a story worthwhile, is you connect with the characters. You find ways to connect them. I connected with them. I remember when he was going to college, that whole movie, news articles were writing, grown men are crying in movie theaters over this. I didn't cry, but nonetheless, understandably, they're crying. So, for Stranger Things to do that method of growing with the audience, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I think it's great.
Yeah, they do announce prior to the film, to streaming, that it was done prior to what happened in the Texas shooting. So, they wanted to get people ready for this. So that's about that. It shows you where my life is going. I streamed 2 big shows. I streamed The Lincoln Lawyer and this, which Lincoln Lawyer was pretty good. But shows you where my life is. I lock myself in the house for the majority of Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and streamed, except for nice walks on the beach when it didn't get too hot. And, I didn't want to melt. But I recommend the show, and I'm glad you had a good birthday. And I hope people listen to, what was the name of that restaurant again?
I don't remember the full name. I think it was like Farmland or Farmsland. Here it is. It's Malibu Farm, New York.
Yeah. So I hope, usually when people from Florida come, want to go to New York, they ask me for my advice. I tell them, for what it's worth, it's my opinion. And, you know, everybody has an opinion. Everybody has an asshole. But, you know,
that is true.
Yeah. I always recommend places not to go because it might not be safe. Safe places to go where it's good. And I will add this to my list. And naturally, they can go visit down where 9/11 took place if they choose to.
If you want to spend your evening being sad, by all means, you can go ahead. And then you can go be happy, buy some boats. You know what I mean? Go buy some boats and then go get some food, go to a concert, you know, start your morning off slow and sad, and then go pump it out at a concert.
Yeah, I couldn't go. I went once to 9/11 with your grandmother. I couldn't go again because I saw it happen live.
Yeah.
From my terrace. One of the worst things I ever saw.
Well, that's a whole separate conversation because, you know, for people like you who saw it, it's different for someone like me who I was alive for it, but I have no memory of it. So
yeah, maybe we'll do a podcast on 9/11. I'll tell you what I saw from the terrace of my house.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. That actually would be a pretty decent one we could do. Going forward, there's just stuff to look forward to. You know, we've got summer, warm weather, not for you, for me, because it's hot by you all the time. For me, because I'm in New Jersey, it's starting to warm up now. It's going to get too hot soon. I have an audition that I'm waiting to hear back from. I don't want to say the name because I don't know if it's, you know, whatever. But I have this audition that I'm hoping to hear back from. If I can get it, it may mean I'm traveling to a country outside of the US, which would be great and super fun. We shall see. It's only been like a week, so I'm not expecting to get any response. Maybe later this week. Usually it's like 2 weeks to a month. So we shall see. I'm hearing back from them. I have to hear back from them. I have to. I'm going to be finishing my acting school in the this coming month, which is super scary. And begin living a life, you know what I mean? I'm going to be completely done with school. So I'm going to start probably this month. I'm going to start applying for jobs. Applying for jobs and auditioning more, obviously. That's all of it.
Good luck. I hope something works out. And otherwise, I will be seeing you on July 10th physically.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, for a couple of weeks. That's good.
And then we can record these in person.
Yeah, hopefully. I think when you're down here, if I can get the guy to put up the hurricane coverings, I will. But otherwise, you'll have an opportunity to earn a lot of extra money if you want to do it.
I'll do it. It's fine. I won't even need a ladder. You know, your guy always needs a ladder. Right. I'll just pin it up.
That's right. So anything else, or that's the end of our podcast?
I think that's the end. This one, I don't know if this was short. This might have been like semi-short. Short in the sense of it wasn't over an hour. But yeah, I think that's going to be it. I hope everyone is having a good day, good night, good evening, whenever you're listening to this.
Yeah, I hope you observe Memorial Day.
Yeah, I hope you have, by the time you listen to this, it'll be after. So I hope you had a good Memorial Day weekend. If you celebrate, if not, I hope you had a good few days off. Let us know if you're watching on YouTube. Let us know in the comments how you're feeling, if you've got anything coming up. If you're on Spotify, you can answer the questions or the polls below. I'd love to get that feedback. If anyone has any stuff they want to talk about or they want to come on the podcast, you can let us know. Otherwise, share this to your friends and family. And if there's previous episodes that you know people disagree with, send it to them. Let's cause chaos.
Yeah, I see that we have a lot of viewers on TikTok, not necessarily on every thing you post, but we have some good viewing on TikTok. A few That's thousand, right.
We've over what, 5,000, 4,000 views?
I don't know.
Well, something like that. We got a few thousand views total over TikTok. Yeah,
I didn't even have to show my butt or do a dance or.
I know. You didn't have to like take your shirt off or anything. You didn't have to put a bikini on.
That's right. I didn't know nobody saw my two bellies. Right.
Yeah. Well, but it makes you an amazing belly dancer because now you got two bellies correct. To dance.
That's correct. So what are we going to say? Over and out. Peace.
Over and out. Till the next one. Peace out.
Love you, guys. Love you.